sad news today. The founder and former CEO of Cork's Red FM, Henry Condon, has passed away after a long battle with cancer. Red FM takes a moment to look back at the man that brought this radio station to life.
Music to make you move. Red FM.
Henry Condon brought a number of firsts to Cork, including youth radio in the form of Cork's Red FM. Red FM was born on the 16th of January 2002 at 8 a.m. and in Henry's typical flamboyant fashion, the radio station burst onto the airwaves.
Planet Earth's newest radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, the mothership has landed. Mr. Presley has left the building. Big Kahuna has come home to roost. And mushy peas are extra.
This fresh, slick-sounding, exciting radio station broke all the rules and was unapologetic about that.
104 to 106.
Red FM has been proud to serve Cork's under-35s for the past 12 years, and it was Henry's vision that has allowed it to become such a strong part of the Cork psyche. Henry's passion for radio was infectious. Everyone wanted a little piece of his special brand of magic. And he's made a long-lasting impression on those of us who were lucky enough to work with him.
Black on Red with Stevie G.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. During our first meeting together, Henry more or less hired me on the spot to do Black on Red. And when Black on Red won a PPI radio award in 2002, I said it to Henry into his ear on the stage. I said, that was for you. I know he was very proud. I'm going to really, really miss him. And I'd like to thank him for believing in me and for everything he's done for me over the years.
Gráinne Mernán, sales manager.
Henry had a presence, a massive presence. I'll always remember his voice, his booming voice, and his funny turn of phrase, like when he'd call me Mrs. Woman, or say something like, it's all gone Pete Tong. And to me, you'll always be Mr. Red FM, and you'll be missed.
This is how you remind me.
Trevor Welch.
I'm still living in the house I bought from Henry in Dublin 11 years ago now. Around the same time he asked me to present the Big Red Bench. We had some unforgettable conversations. He is unforgettable. One in a million, really.
Red FM board member, Dermot Hanrahan.
It's very hard to think about Henry without visualising his face. And it's impossible to visualise his face without seeing a smile on it. He's just one of these people whose natural demeanour was smiling as opposed to an occasional demeanour. And that's one of the nicest things you could say about anybody, I think.
Rory O'Hagan, Red FM Sport and Big Red Bench presenter.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is him saying, how was the going? Every time you'd come into work or every time you'd see him. Henry was always kind of very much a larger-than-life character. He was always full of energy, full of enthusiasm. I think that really suited Red FM down to the ground. He was a massive football fan, massive Spurs fan, a massive Cork City fan, which is what we bonded over and we became quite friendly because of it. And Henry, if you're listening, I'll keep a seat of Turner's Cross for you, buddy.
But it seems fitting that the last word should go to our friend Henry.
I've had a great life. I've been privileged to be the fan, you know, the boy that grew up listening to the greats on radio and having the privilege and joy of actually working with some of those people later on, you know. That to me is unbelievable.
Lana O'Connor, Cork's Red FM.